Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I don't travel on peak hour trains much, but I'm getting a message from people. They're so crammed, it's almost confronting to get on one. The Age reports more than half of Melbourne's railway lines are overcrowded in the morning peak. Some trains carrying 1,200 that should be carrying 800 people. On the line, Public Transport Minister Jacinta Allan, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How long are we going to put up with this?
Well, look, there's no doubt that overcrowded trains are incredibly frustrating and challenging for passengers, and it's part of that legacy set of issues, if you like, Neil, that we've got around seeing a former government, the Liberal government, just not having invested in the trains, in the rail lines that we need, and why over the past 12 months the Andrews Labor government hasn't wasted a moment. We've put in an order for new trains. We have put on some additional services. We're getting rid of level crossings, which means you can run more services, which all goes to addressing some of those issues around alleviating the morning peak crush.
Okay, but surely it is dangerous for a train that could be carrying 800 people to be carrying 1,200 people. Is there nothing you can do about that? Just blame the previous government.
No, all services have to operate within the strictest safety standards that are overseen by the National Safety Regulator.
So this is safe then, is it? To 1,200 people on that train should carry 800 is safe?
Well, there is the 800 is the seating capacity, and then, of course, you have the standing capacity added to that as well. But I'm not going to deny to you, Neil, that 1,200 people on a train is not both a crowded one and an uncomfortable one, but it is still falls within the safety of the system, which the operator Metro absolutely has to comply with.
And is there nothing that can be done to ease that?
Well, of course there is a lot
short
that
term,
needs to be
short
done.
Short term, not long term, short term. Not blaming the previous government. Now, tomorrow, fix it. Anything can be done?
Well, in the short term, we've already put on extra services on the Werribee line, on the Sunbury line. We've ordered in our very first budget, the very first opportunity we had, we've purchased more, five more Extrapolis trains, trains that run on the suburban
but
network.
But is this still happening now, today, next week?
Well, it will continue to happen, Neil, and that's there's a couple of reasons for that. One is more and more people are choosing to use public transport, but also too, and you'll see in the Herald Sun today reports of just that Victoria's leading the nation in terms of population growth. So those two factors come together. Plus, and I appreciate you know, it's a challenge for people to hear it, but some of the legacy issues we're dealing with are very real. It doesn't take overnight to order to build a new train. You've got to invest in the system over a number of years, and that's exactly what we're doing with our orders of new trains and level crossings.
How long before this can be eased?
Well, it's a progressive improvement, Neil, and I can't say that it will improve overnight because of those reasons.
So what are we saying? A couple of years, 5 years, 10 years, how long?
Well, there will be, as we do things like remove every level crossing on between Dandenong and the city, those removals will be done by 2018. That will give us the opportunity to run more trains on that line. We're looking later this year at another timetable change. That can also give us the opportunity, with those extra trains that we ordered last year coming online, we'll be able to run more services. It's a big system. It doesn't happen overnight, being able to build trains and new rail lines.
Okay.
Just got to make that progressive investment.
So we're talking mostly about the Cranbourne-Pakenham lines. There is not even an extra carriage available to put on those lines, isn't it?
Well, as I said to you, Neil, we've already put in an order last year's budget for extra trains.
Yeah, but as of today, there's not a spare carriage sitting around anywhere that can go on those lines.
Well, I would expect not, Neil, because every carriage that is available to Metro would be in the system. But there are some constraints. Those level crossings don't just cause road congestion, they reduce our capacity to put on more train services. With those level crossings removed, you can run more trains because they won't be holding up the traffic.
Okay, can I just ask you about a couple of other things? Are you happy with the security on the underground loop?
I haven't had any reason, Neil, unless you've got reports to the contrary. I haven't this morning had any reason to question that this morning.
No, there were reports yesterday about a vandal attack by the Invasion Day people at Parliament Station on the line.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to investigate that, Neil, because unfortunately, from time to time, there are people who, quite frankly, I would describe them as idiots, think that it's for whatever purpose, jumping onto tracks, disrupting our train system is a recreation activity they choose to do. Yeah. It is just dangerous.
I guess I was more worried that it might have been done when the station was closed, because it's fairly obvious where it is. It's right opposite the platform, and maybe somebody had got down there when it was closed and done it. Mm.
Well, look, I'll have to investigate that, okay. Neil. As I said, yeah. I haven't had reports to the contrary.
And the Night Network, latest figures?
Well, look, I'm pleased that you've asked about that, Neil, because I can give you the latest figures. Where on its fourth weekend in operation, the one just gone, we've seen over 19,000 people, 19,400 people use the Night Network. And if you go back to the first weekend, which was just after New Year's Day, that's almost doubling the number of people who are using the Night Network in its first month of operation. And I'd expect as more and more people hear about it, learn about it, realise it's an option available to them, I think we'll see those numbers continue to increase.
You know, if you continue around these numbers for a year, it'll cost us $104 a head.
Well, I think what you're seeing, Neil, is we've made an investment in the public transport system because we've dramatically expanded the services that are on offer. Other international cities around the world have 24-hour public transport offering on the weekend. We took to the election a commitment to trial this, and that's exactly what we're doing, and we're seeing very strong results as just out of the first 4 weeks of operation.
You accept it could cost you more than $100 per passenger, though, because I assume it's not going to have high usage in the middle of winter when it's not holiday time. So is it worth more than $100 a passenger to run the trial?
Well, Neil, you and I could probably have a very long conversation and quibble about your calculations as to how you got to those figures.
Well, I can tell you what we've done is average them out over the week and say if we run at this average, how much does that divide into whatever your figure is, 80-odd million?
But you're not factoring in the permanent investments that are being made in the system as a result of the extra staff, the extra drivers that are needed to run the Night Network. Don't just
operate
for the Night Network.
What would you estimate it's costing?
Well, as the figures are, it's $50 million to run the public transport services over the course of the year, and then you've got the funding for the protective services officers. Again, they're not just operating on the Night Network. That's an investment in increasing the number of protective services officers and transit police year-round.
That's about, okay. So what are we talking about? How much ahead? That's about $83 million, but how much ahead?
Well, again, Neil, I think I would choose to see it as an investment, not a cost, because if it means a young person can get home safely, if it means a shift worker coming out of one of our major hospitals can get home, I think that's a terrific investment in our public transport system.
But if we could spend endless money, we'd be doing all sorts of things. At some stage, you've got to make some assessment on what its cost is and what its value is.
And that's we're undertaking, as I said, it's a trial for this year. There will be an ongoing evaluation, and Neil, you're more than welcome to contribute to that evaluation to help assist the government consider the future of the Night Network at the end of the year.
That is why I'm here, to assist the government.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you for talking to us, Jacinta Allan, the Public Transport Minister. Okay, we'll keep an eye on those figures and continue to assist the government.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,